This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. On the first anniversary of Pahalgam terror attack that happened in Jammu and Kashmir last year, the people of Tajang village in Jiro, Lower Subansiri district of Arunachal Pradesh, today gathered to commemorate the first death anniversary of Corporal Tage Halyang. He was among 26 innocent people who lost their lives during the terror attack. Tage Tada, the corporal's father, unveiled a bust statue of his son at the Rake Memory Site. The tribute continued at the Tage Dolo Jubilee Hall, where a large number of village elders and residents gathered in a powerful display of solidarity and observed a 2-minute silence. Further, father of late Corporal Halyang spoke of the enlightenment of the heart that comes from seeing his son's life inspire the local youth. While his son cannot return, his story ensures that his sacrifice was not in vain, he noted. The study visit of the department-related Parliamentary Standing Committee on Education, Women, Children, Youth and Sports was held at Itanagar yesterday. The Parliamentary Standing Committee, Chairperson Digvijay Singh, Member of Parliament and Veteran Congress Leader, and 9 other members are on the visit to the state. Earlier, the committee visited the National Centre for Excellence under the Sports Authority of India at Sange Laden Sports Academy, Chimpu, Itanagar. Later in the afternoon, the standing committee had a meeting with the departments related to various stakeholders from education, women, children, youth and sports. The Kurunkume District Police on Tuesday apprehended escaped prisoner Birju Bhumij, a known hardcore criminal, within 24 hours following a remarkable operation in which ordinary women farmers played a decisive role in cracking the case. Women farmers working in the fields of Anigja village spotted the escaped accused and immediately raised the alarm. Recognizing the danger he posed, the villagers did not stop at alerting the authorities. Local residents physically helped secure Bhumij on the spot, preventing his escape until the police arrived. Acting swiftly, a police team under the command of Officer in Charge, Police Station Gemo Jini, rushed to the location and took the accused into custody without further incident. The Golden Jubilee Model School building at Government Higher Secondary School, Koyu, Lower Siang District, was inaugurated on Tuesday by Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona. He emphasized that infrastructure development alone cannot ensure quality education and that public participation is equally crucial for improving scholastic outcomes. He urged the community to take collective responsibility and enroll their children in government schools. Further, the education minister assured that the hostel building would be renovated and that necessary funds would be provided. He remarked that when education fails, society fails, emphasizing that education is the key to overall development. Arunachal's Niman Wangsu secured 3 silver medals in Changkwang, Daosu and Gunsu, while Mercy Naimong clinched 2 silver medals in Jiangsu and Qiangsu at the International Wusu Championship, Moscow Wusu Star, held in Moscow, Russia. Both athletes have also successfully cleared the preliminary trials for the upcoming Asian Games in Japan to be held from September 19 to October 4, 2026. Newly posted District Information and Public Relations Officer of East Siang, Bingham Gamlin, has taken over charge and assumed the office on Tuesday. Gamlin has replaced earlier Dipro Dipali Dodum, who has serving the office for the last few years and recently transferred to Itanagar. Gamlin is a graduate in BTech Civil Engineering and newly recruited through the state's Public Service Commission Examination 25 batch. Under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner Oli Perme, the district-level telecom monitoring committee meeting of Lower Subansiri was convened today to fast-track regional connectivity and infrastructure safety. The meeting focused on the 4G, 5G tower installation project and addressed critical coverage gaps in vulnerable areas such as the Medical Line, SSB Colony and St. Clarence College. Central to the discussion was the mandatory adoption of the Call Before You Dig Seabird mobile application to coordinate excavation works and protect underground assets, alongside a push for providers to resolve land allocation hurdles. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.